from Jimbo Fisher to Joe Fisher. We have the Vanderbilt Report. How do you like that?
That's a good segue, Mark. Good job.
North Carolina eliminated from the College World Series, but Jacob Stallings, son of Kevin Stallings, and a local kid, of course, with two RBIs. And, you look at him as he proceeds in his college career, a really bright future for Jacob and his Tar Heels.
I think he's got a chance to be the starting catcher for them very soon, and also would not be surprised to see them continue to utilize him out of the bullpen some. He pitched a couple of times during the stretch of the season out of the pen and pitched extremely well. So I wouldn't be surprised if they keep that up. It's got to be a valuable experience, though, in your first year to get to play on a team like that, to get to play in Omaha, to go through that World Series process. He certainly grew a lot as a player, and I think they expect big things from him.
Joe, great news yesterday. We didn't get a chance to touch on it. The Sports Council landed the SEC Women's Tournament, I believe, in for the 2011 and 2012 seasons.
Yes.
And the men's for the 13th. So, that all bracketed together, if you count the women's Final Four at the end of that, five straight years we have postseason basketball here. And Vanderbilt, of course, will be very prominent in that.
Certainly will. And I think the coaches are really pleased with it. We've talked before about even more specifically about the men's tournament, about how many of the men's coaches liked playing it at the Somme Center in Nashville because of the atmosphere. It's much more like playing in a basketball arena than playing in the big domes. And although the seating certainly is not as many, it's still a great atmosphere to play in. I think they're going to be very pleased with that. Nashville's done a great job, the Sports Council and everybody involved, in marketing this idea. And it's absolutely correct that you can come to Nashville for a tournament. You can stay in a downtown hotel. You can park your car when you get here and not have to get in it again necessarily to go to all the games, to go to all the events downtown, all the restaurants and places to see historically as well. It's just a great destination for something like this and the ability to host it. They pulled it off a couple of times and had a lot of success. So, yeah, it's terrific. Certainly Vanderbilt likes the idea of having a bit of a home court, if you will, with all the local folks coming in. So it's great news for the next few years.
Joe, a nice article on VUCommodores.com about Christina Wirth, former women's star, making her way in the WNBA.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. I think during the middle of last season, when she really sort of threw the team on her back a little bit, she and Jen Risper together, and really was a talented leading player down the stretch of the season in big games, in big situations. And I think that's something that maybe in her earlier part of her career she had struggled a bit with at times. And she knew she was a marquee player, but didn't necessarily want to be that one that was out front all the time in the big game. Well, down that stretch of the senior season, she was, and that's carried over now into her play in the WNBA. So she's doing great there, and I think she'll continue to have a lot of success. She's got great talent, obviously. She can shoot. She can handle the basketball. She's got good size. So she's a great player for the pro game.
Joe, Frank and I were talking about this before, but Brant Snedeker is one of those who will have to play maybe two rounds today at Bethpage Black. You're talking about a long, wet course. And even, the young guys, the flat bellies like Brant, that's got to be at some point physically exerting over the course of a whole afternoon.
Oh, it's going to be terrible if the weather is not cooperating and they're still having to battle any kind of elements because you spend so much of your time, as you guys know, trying to keep everything dry. You're working with your caddy to try to keep all the club grips dry and everything as well as you possibly can. If you've got to keep doing that and then do it for 36 holes, what a grueling day that'll be. I cannot imagine, to be honest, that they're going to be able to get everybody through two rounds today. I just don't see it happening. I think Brand's supposed to tee off at about 10:30, I guess, for his first round, then get a break and come back for his second one. But I think this is going to carry over, even if the weather's good today, into tomorrow, trying to get through two rounds. And we wish Brand a lot of luck. We do need to mention, talking about the Open, that Vanderbilt's going to be represented in the Women's U.S. Open as well.
Yeah, Marina Alex, right?
Yeah, what a great stretch run of the season she had through the SEC tournament, the NCAAs, and then through the qualifying. So she'll be playing in that one in July.
Great, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Oh, you too, guys. See you later.